I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Did you happen to hear Chris's Esoterica piece last week about her encounters with some strange non-human visitors? I hung on every word. Why? Because I recently had a similar experience, but I've lacked the courage to talk about it because, well, none of us want to be subjected to excessive eye-rolling, stony silence, or people considering us just plain crazy. And then I just by chance, oh, that's right, there's no such thing as chance. Everything happens for a reason. I happened to listen to an interview with Barbara Ehrenreich about her new book, Living with a Wild God, A Non-Believer's Search for the Truth About Everything. You might remember her from her best-selling book, Nickeled and Dimed, about her journalistic experiences with people having a tough time surviving on low-paying jobs. But now she's written a book on a very different subject, about an experience she had as an adolescent. After squirreling thoughts of this away for many years, at age 60, she was compelled to write about her strange encounter with a spiritual entity. So Chris's piece about the visitors and Barbara's book about her experience in her adolescence convinced me to talk about my own experience I had about a month ago. If you've been following Esoterica for a while, you know that I often write about that age-old question, are we alone in the universe? Topics like UFO and UAP disclosure, communication with other dimensions, clairvoyance, consciousness, and topics related to ESP. I'm a very curious person. Like so many others, I want what we like to call proof, and I get impatient. I want to know everything now. So early one morning, just before dawn, I saw what I would call a thought form. People who channel non-physical entities often say that they receive information not in words, but in blocks of thought. Barbara Ehrenreich describes this as leaving the jurisdiction of language. In other words, you know, but not in words. This particular morning, I woke up just as it was getting light, very unusual for me, as I'm not a morning person. As I looked at the ceiling, my attention went to a spot just to the left of the skylight over the foot of my bed. The thought form was, "You want more information? Here's a taste." I can't remember what the thought was that was given to me, but it was utterly terrifying, like getting a powerful electrical shock and jumping away from it. I got the message loud and clear. Better not to learn too much too fast. My immediate reaction, thank you very much for that terrifying reminder. I get it now. And I just want to go back to my sweet life with my dog. Ontological shock is not fun. So let's agree that I really don't want to know more than I can handle. So I was very content with slow progress and living my very ordinary life. I didn't need to be in a hurry to resolve those big questions, knowing all would unfold in due time, as it should. However, now that I've had a few weeks to recover from that experience, I have to admit that I'm a bit hot on the trail again to know more. But every day I have to remind myself that a small snack is better than a giant meal. So now I'm just asking the universe for snacks, maybe a little something every day. That would be great. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bell. Thanks for listening.